Brian and I got the van down there safely to Florida, so we thank you for all your prayers. I'd just like to give a brief overview of the trip, and then I'll let them talk about maybe the time that we had there. But we thank you guys for everything you guys sent with us. Several of you guys sent stuff to pack into the van, and the van was completely packed. So, and the nice thing of it was that we got everything into the van. They packed it clear to the roof, but everything fit. So we really, really appreciate all you guys sent. Several of you sent money for the projects we did there, and it was just a real blessing to have that. We got to, it was my first time. These guys, it was their second time, so I was kind of like the newbie there. We went with Hallie's dad also, and another girl named Taylor. But we just had a really, really good time. We got to know each other really, really well. We got to know the people there really well. It's Shelby's mother over here, so she was a great host, and she cooked all of our meals. She's just done a great job with the kids over there. They've got 35 kids in the orphanage, just great kids, really, really respectful kids. The parents there and the people and the staff there have done a great job raising them. The one thing I would like to say is I really, really encourage everyone sometime in their life to go to a third world country where there's poverty and there's just things are just different than America. And if you have a hard time being able to make it to a foreign country, I think Haiti is the best place you can go. It's a reasonable distance. It's the airline fees aren't too terribly expensive, and the trip you can see so much in just a week of going. So I know Jan with this new 15 passenger van is going to be able to support more groups coming and be able to take more people and receive more people in there at the orphanage. So we really had a blessed time, and I'll let these guys share a little bit.
Yeah, like you said, we got the van down there safe, and you know, I kept Andy up the whole way down there, didn't let him fall asleep or anything. But it was just a really fun trip to go with my brother for the first half of it and get to know him. When we got into Haiti, we got to go into the orphanage, and just hearing all their kids say my name and just like them remembering me and having that connection with them was one of the most happiest moments of my life. Like he said, we had the chance to remodel a bathroom. We painted a ton. And we just got to spend time with the kids there, so that was just really fun. One of the days we went to a place called Grand Rock, and it is one of the most, like, probably the poorest place I've ever seen in my life. Just those huts and just everything that you dream about with just so much poverty there. It is known for voodoo, but two of my Aunt Jan's staff have started a church up there, started a church and a school there. And so they had a voodoo place right next to them in one service. They were chanting and everything what they do, and they were just praying that it would just stop. And so then they came back, and they were gone. They moved out, and the power of the Lord moved them away. So we just pray for that and that place that there would not be any more voodoo there. We just got a chance to love on, like, I think there's like 100-some kids there that day, so we got to watch them learn, and my Aunt Jen taught them some school stuff, and so we just got to watch them like eat a meal for the day and just got to love on them. Other than that, like Andy said, I would love for each and every one of you to get to go there. It's just, I don't think you can really understand how amazing it is until you're actually there and you get to see the lifestyle that these people have. And you know, it doesn't, maybe from our perspective, it doesn't seem like that great of a lifestyle, and by all means it's not really. But just the gratefulness that they have in their hearts and the love they have for people is just overwhelming, and it just blesses you to the extreme in the long run. So just thank you for all your prayers, because we could not have had the week we did without it. It just, everything ran smoothly, and I really enjoyed the team we went with. Just everybody connected really well, and so thank you.
Well, they pretty much covered all of it, well, a lot of it, but one of the things I realized when I was there was that when you fully surrender your life to God, he's going to take you on an amazing wild life, and he's going to totally just rock your world. It was really amazing to see the love in the orphanage and all the things that Jan does for those kids and all the things that the kids do for Jan. And especially the staff, they're just really loving and sweet, and the love is just really overflowing in Haiti. And I think, or I know God's got an awesome plan for that country, so.
One more thing, that the van is being shipped over, and it still has to come out of customs, and there is, the government there is so corrupt. A lot of times it can take up to $8,000 to $10,000 just to get a van out of customs. They call it a tax is what they call it. But you might just continue, if you think about it, just to pray that she would be able to get that van out of customs and all the contents and stuff would still be in the van. So appreciate everything. And if you want to check it out, her website, christophershopeministry.org. So. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for just the opportunity that you gave us. I just pray over for Jan and the people in Haiti right now, God. There's a little bit of unrest and turbulence there. I pray for safety and security. I pray for this nation that's so many people are pouring help into this nation. I pray that they would be receptive of it, God. I pray that the political system would begin to change and shift, God. I do pray for protection over this van. So many people donated and gave so much. I pray for that protection supernaturally, that you would get it there and get its contents safely to Jan. And just pray for that orphanage, your guiding protection over it. In your precious name I pray. Amen.